Hey everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, the idea of self-care can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. It's all well and good when someone tells you to take a bath or meditate, but let's be real, sometimes our brains are doing backflips just trying to keep track of laundry day, let alone achieving Zen-like calmness. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't about squeezing in another shit into your already overflowing schedule. It's about creating a personalized roadmap that actually works for you, a plan that embraces those unique quirks and challenges that come with having ADHD. Think of it as designing a superpower suit specifically tailored for your brain. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. And you're right, it can be. But trust me, it gets easier when we break it down into manageable steps. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build a self-care plan that feels less like an obligation and more like a joyful adventure. First up, ditch the one-size-fits-all mentality. You know that feeling when someone tells you to try this trendy workout or eat kale smoothies every day? Yeah, not always our jam, right? We're all wired differently, so what works for your bestie might send you spiraling into a sugar crash. It's about discovering what truly nourishes your body and soul. Maybe it's dancing wildly to your favorite playlist, taking a walk in nature, or simply losing yourself in a good book. Second, embrace the power of tiny habits. Ever tried tackling a massive project only to end up feeling overwhelmed and defeated? Don't get me started on those New Year, New Me resolutions that fizzle out faster than a forgotten birthday candle. Small wins, my friends. Start with tiny, manageable changes that you can actually stick with. Instead of aiming for an hour-long workout every day, try setting your alarm 5 minutes earlier to do some stretches or put on your favorite music while you get ready. Third, schedule it in. I know, scheduling fun sounds like the opposite of self-care. But hear me out, folks. Just like any important meeting, block out time in your day for activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Treat it as a non-negotiable appointment with yourself because you deserve it. Next up, don't be afraid to say no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser like yours truly. But setting boundaries is essential for protecting your energy and time. Remember, it's okay to decline invitations or requests that drain you, even if it means disappointing someone. Your well-being comes first. And finally, celebrate your wins. No matter how small they may seem, acknowledge your achievements and give yourself a pat on the back. You're making progress every single day, so don't forget to savor those victories along the way. Think about that time you managed to get out of bed before Nina Wynn. Or when you finally tackled that laundry pile that had been looming over you like Mount Washmore. Huge victory. These small wins are building blocks of bigger, more sustainable self-care practices. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning and your alarm is blaring. You hit snooze, don't judge. But then you remember that you scheduled 30 minutes for a power walk after breakfast. The thought of getting outside, breathing fresh air, and listening to your favorite music actually makes you want to jump out of bed. You feel energized, ready to tackle the day. D. It works. Remember, this isn't about becoming some perfect zen-like being. This is about finding what truly nourishes your unique blend of activities, routines, and practices that bring joy and balance into your life. Don't be afraid to experiment, adjust, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, grab your favorite water bottle, and let's get started on building that self-care plan together. Share this episode with someone who needs a little extra love and encouragement, you know, those amazing people who make life brighter. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, stay brilliant, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.